hath no fury like Gruber scorned, or something like that. Here's Steve.
Well, Portland, Michigan had to put up some social media posts to say, listen, guys, don't confuse us with Portland, Oregon, where we're clearly not the same and we're a long way from there. And any chaos in the streets there, that has nothing to do with us. You'd think they could figure that out. Portland, Michigan, about 4,000 people. And Portland, Oregon, a major city in the United States. But it descended into chaos over the weekend. Violence led by Antifa in the streets. A demonstration billed as a march for law and order in the streets of Portland descended into, well, violence, chaos, and bloody brawls. More of that. It's been going on there for a while. A group called Patriot Prayer had come out to say, we believe in law and order, but then Antifa showed up, used bear spray, fists, batons, and they started going back and forth, punches being thrown both ways, and a lot going on, a melee. Lasted for a while. Riot police rushed in. Pepper balls were fired at the streets. And the mayor of Portland, Oregon, not to be confused with the lovely city, with a couple of rivers here in southern Michigan, not to be confused with that beautiful place, defending the fact that they didn't intervene. Ted Wheeler, the mayor there, defending the fact that Antifa was able to block traffic and harass motorists. He says he supports the decision by police to watch for the most part from a distance. I was appalled by what I saw in the video, but I support the Portland Police Bureau's decision not to intervene, he said in a press conference. This whole incident will be investigated. Investigated? You're letting criminals take over your streets, Mr. Mayor. It's okay with you, apparently. The video posted by journalist Andy Ngo showed protesters, including members of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, blocking intersections, attempting to direct traffic while officers on motorcycles watched from a block away. At one point, the activists chased down 74-year-old Kent Hauser after he made a right turn against their wishes, pounding on his silver Lexus and breaking a window. The car sustaining thousands of dollars worth of damage. And yet police did nothing. And so Mr. Wheeler insisted the motorists should feel completely safe coming to downtown Portland. Of course they should. You're letting the criminals take over your city, sir, and how anybody could elect you mayor is beyond belief. And how you could be reelected is beyond belief. You should be run out of town. You should be recalled. You should be sent home permanently. And so this is what's going on in Portland. The mayor accused of taking kid gloves approaches to all of this, which he is. And the journalist says this is the kind of street anarchy that is happening routinely now. More rioting breaking out over the weekend, as I said. Portland police made no arrest during the bloody melee. Not one arrest. People are getting beat up, batons, fist fighting, bear spray, and not an arrest to be found anywhere in the bunch. Yeah, this is what they'd like to bring to you and I. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. This is what Antifa has for you if you allow it to happen in your city. And I would say hell no. Absolutely. Hell no. Absolutely not. All right. Sears, the mainstay Sears, filing for bankruptcy. As a former U.S. retail giant tries desperately to stay alive. Yeah, they're filing for bankruptcy protection on the East Coast, culminating the collapse of what was once America's largest retailer. CNBC say it's just going down. It's unclear how the closures will impact Sears workers, which totaled 90,000 February of this year. Sears will aim to stay in operation through the holidays, during which it will seek a buyer. That buyer could include its CEO, Eddie Lampert, or others who wish to make a higher bid. The retailer has secured roughly $500 million in support through its holiday operations. But as of last night, the negotiations were ongoing, and we don't know where Sears is going to go, but they're probably not going to be here. Sears and Kmart, of course, hooked together now. And as I continue to dig through the headlines here, I just want to get caught up before we get to the top of the show and the top of the third hour, where we'll talk about the debates that happened over the weekend. between John James and Debbie Stabenow and the view of the future for Michigan voters. But here's something for you to consider. All of these things, I end up with a stack of stories, and I never get a chance to get through all of them, so I want to catch up and do as many as I can. A Vermont elementary school's decision to ask fifth graders about their sexual history and gender identity has left parents furious. This is in Vermont, the wildly liberal Vermont, angry. Students at Windsor State Street School given a survey that asked them about their sexual preferences, their biological sex, and how they identify as if they had a romantic relationship in the past year that involved a sexual partner. They're fifth graders. And they're asking them about sexual relationships and a sexual partner in the last. They're fifth graders. Vanessa Beach, who posted portions of the survey on Facebook, said it was ridiculous and unnerving. Ridiculous, it's disgusting. Why do we have to sexualize everything? And why is everything sexualized? They're fifth. Let them be children. They don't have to choose if they're straight or gay in fifth grade. Why are you foisting this upon? Why are you forcing them to make a decision? It's none of their business, said one parent. What if my child was having a hard time with her sexuality? The survey was given to students on behalf of a nonprofit domestic violence prevention and advocacy group, Women's Information Services, WISE. Well, it's not so wise what you did, folks. Parents were allegedly given a notice allowing them to opt out of the questions on behalf of their children, but B says she never received anything. That's the parent. Only made aware of the survey when her daughter brought it home. What kind of a sexual relationship have you had in the last year? You're a fifth grader. It's outrageous, the sexualization of everything, because everything's predicated on how you have sex, apparently, is the only way anybody identifies anymore on the left. You know, I have things about job accomplishments, and things that we accomplish in sport, in competition, in writing. But for the left, it just seems that however you conduct yourself behind closed doors sexually is the way you're identified. Why is that so damned important? 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's 346-8059.